This land was made for you and me. Wicker,
wicker. Rack, rack ball. Rag 'em, rack, rag 'em, rack, rack ball. I want to suck your dick.
The Shedcast. Brought to you by Alien Entourage and the Riverside Culture.
If you got a 6'7" woman, you can muff dive standing up.
You can get a better up.
You can muff climb. Muff climb, dude.
It's not bad.
Do a little muff climbing. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Like, and I'm also not that great in closed spots. So like, if you're claustrophobic, like, how are you going to rape someone in a... They should try to trick Trump to see if he's claustrophobic. If he is, they'll be like, how can he do it then? I could be his defense lawyer.
So can I change topics here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, please. We're done. Yeah, please. We're good.
That's a weird one to start the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say this.
Oh, no. I know what's coming, dude.
No, you don't know what's coming.
Yeah, you got your foreskin reattached?
No, I would. Are you kidding me? I would have started the episode with, I would be showing that off. Are you kidding me? Brand new foreskin? You had a bug on you. I wasn't trying to touch you.
Dude, it was like I was the foreskin. You got brand new foreskin? Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hope there wasn't a bug, dude.
You looking good with your new foreskin.
Holy shit.
Why? Did you hear about mine? Brand new foreskin butt? You didn't hear I got my new turtleneck back?
No.
Reattached.
This
old one, the same one.
Yeah.
They had it in a jar.
I folded on my sandwich strike and I've returned to the village table.
Oh no.
After a 6 month hiatus.
That's the most disappointing thing you've ever told me.
Got some sad music on there.
Dun dun dun.
So
I got
better at being disciplined about just cooking my own meals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's an Italian love
story. No, I'm okay with that. I can work with this. But then
it's a love story.
I was getting ready to go for a flight. I was trying to get all my podcast gear together before I went out on the road. And the only food I had in my apartment were some hamburgers in the freezer.
Oh.
And so I took a hamburger, I put it in the oven. Cooked up myself. I think maybe I tried also cooking up some eggs. I was going to make like a hamburger with eggs.
Yeah,
nice meal. Only thing I was going to eat all day. Now, I put this into the oven, and I'm broiling it. I broil hamburgers in my oven all the time. And while I was cooking it, I really had to take a big old shit. And I was like, I don't know that I should just leave this in the oven. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'm going in there for a minute right there. It's no big deal. And then I was like, should I shit with the door open so I can monitor the oven? I'm like, no, that's disgusting. I'm not going to shit with the door open.
And you're going to get shit smell in your oven.
Yeah. So then I'm in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I start smelling a lot of smoke. But I ignore it because I'm taking like a really big shit.
You're enjoying it. You're enjoying yourself.
And then I start smelling so much smoke that I'm like, oh, I got to go check that, right? So I quickly, clean up.
He thought it was just from you wiping too fast.
I get over to the oven. I open up the oven and the whole oven's on fire.
Oh, no.
I mean, the whole fucking oven is like up in flames.
You close the door, right?
And no, that's actually not what I did. I have a fire extinguisher there. I grab the fire extinguisher. I pull the pin. And then I realize, I'm like, if I spray into my oven, I will never be able to use this oven again. So I calm for a second. I was like, let's just see if it. But now here's the thing. I have no ventilation in my kitchen. I've got no, there's nothing, right? So I quickly press, turn the oven off. I run to the other room. Like, I pull, the curtain open. I open up all, the windows and shit. I come back to the oven. I guess I must have closed it when I ran to the things. I reopen it, and I see, it's, subsiding. And I'm like, all right, we can leave it, right? Finally, fire dies down. And then... Well, you guys are looking at me real
weird. No.
The music is just...
It's so good.
I can't even tell you the adrenaline dump that I had after that.
Oh, you took another shit?
No, I didn't take another shit. You ever have an adrenaline dump? Yeah. Like, you're going to do like a sporting event or something, and you just get
butterflies,
like...
Butterflies, a butterfly shit.
Yeah, kind of like that, but so... It was like I was totally focused and fine while it was happening, and then the second, the situation resolved, just all of the panic hits you, where you're like, holy fuck, that was... So since then, I've been afraid of cooking.
Dude.
And, well, it's because, like, I'm always in a rush, and I'm just like, I don't... It's not like I'm afraid of cooking, but it's like, I just... It's like a little bit more friction to doing it. Mm. That also, I don't want to have to go shopping for new shit. I can't like maintain the freezer because I don't want to cook out of the freezer now. So I finally folded. I got too hungry.
And went right to the spot and that I went, made you yeah. get a sandwich out of the garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Just shows I got no
that's
self-respect.
That's trauma. No, no, that's trauma, bro.
Dude, so go back to that. In a moment, so go back to that other Italian Love song that we just played. Is that not the fucking song from like Fast and Furious or that Spanish song? It's I think they sampled that.
No, that's
that.
Like a little Havana song.
Yeah, but listen to this though, because I couldn't turn it up because you're talking, but I kept hearing that fucking.
It's like the Narcos.
It's like a certain part.
That sandwich spot is so convenient, though. It's not great. It's just so convenient.
Well, that's pretty good.
Have you ever invested in an air fryer?
People are telling me about the air fryer. It doesn't seem like it's that different from a broiler and that it's got a lot of cleanup. No. That's the way it strikes me.
You could just put the whole basket in the dishwasher.
Right. I don't have a dishwasher. Oh, well,
I mean, it's just like a basket thing. And yeah. It's very easy to clean. And
pointless. Get a deep fryer.
I find, no, that's retarded.
Why?
You think he set the oven on fire? You think he's not going to set a deep fryer on fire?
And is it grease fryer? What are you going to do?
Deep fryer is, I don't like oily like that. That's just very unhealthy.
Yeah, but you're eating like, the air fryer doesn't make any sense.
You said
to
a
me.
Deep fryer.
What do you mean? It's
a deep fryer makes sense.
Well, an air fryer is just a convection fryer, oven.
It's just an oven. It's you're baking oven, things. Yeah. You're not frying them.
No,
so
it
like,
makes it crispy.
Just like you're using a fucking convection oven. It's just a small spot. You can only make such, you know, so much.
So everything you're eating is baked. So like, oh, I'm going to make french fries.
I broil everything.
No, I'm saying if you get an air fryer.
It's the same thing, though.
Yeah.
You just got to spray it with Pam first, and then it fries in there.
No, you're just...
I find... I'm being Jewy complaining here, but whatever. That's what I do.
I mean, it's for cooking. You should.
I find for cooking as a single individual, anything I cook is not good enough to eat if it's not fresh. Like, it's edible fresh. Out of the fridge, it's not fucking edible. Like, it's literally not edible. It's not edible to the point where I can't tell if I'm just a bad cook or if, like, that's literally going to fuck up my stomach. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, that's how bad my fucking cooking is. So, like, fresh out of the pan, when it's overcooked, whatever, it's fine. It's out of the pan. But there's no reheating. So, it's like trying to manage, like, and then you get lazy. You go to, like, I'll go to the grocery store at the beginning of the week, and you're like, all right, I'm getting chicken. I'm going to cook up all the chicken. I'm going to get the meat. And then you go, like, 3 days where you just didn't cook it, and now you're like, oh, well, this is 2 days old. That's going to kill me, too. So then I end up buying the groceries that you don't eat on top of, like, eating out, which gets too expensive. I don't know. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to be an adult.
You just have to learn how to cook.
Yeah, that's it.
We got to do a live stream.
I've gotten better. There's a couple things I can make. Basically, chicken, hamburgers, meat in a pan. That's it.
What about the Food Your Mouth podcast you could do?
Food Your Mouth podcast.
The Fill Your Mouth podcast.
Yeah, fill your mouth with food.
Fill your mouth with food. But then the other thing is, like, restaurants are kind of cheating because I would never buy that stuff to cook it at home because it's not healthy. But then the second you're... like, for example, that Shah's Halal food, which is delicious.
I have a fucking... bone to pick with them. I haven't gone back there.
That yet. Shit is so oily. You could probably go to the grocery store, buy Spam, cut up Spam into chunks, put that into a thing with rice, and you'd have, and like, I would never cook that for myself at home because I know what I'm eating. Like, if we went back,
Spam
to
is super easy to.
I understand. That's the point I'm making is that, like, I'll go eat at Shah's Halal food.
That's way better than Spam, but yeah.
But if you actually saw whatever those beef chunks are, I don't know what those beef chunks are. They don't have authentic lamb.
No, it's shawarma.
No, that is deep fried.
No, it's not.
That is low quality.
No, it's still shawarma, though. They're still cooking it on a shawarma stick. It's not deep fried at all.
Gyro
meat. No, that thing is the oil. They're frying that.
That's not fried.
That is 100% fried. I've never seen anything that oily. That's not just off the thing. There's no way.
I think the oily shit is the chicken because of all the fucking sauce.
No,
because
I only eat the lamb.
Really?
They are 100% of frying up that lamb. There's no question.
Call them up. Are they open?
Maybe they put a little oil in the hot pan so that it stays fucking nice.
I don't know. It seems pretty fried up to me.
Because then how are you fucking frying shawarma food?
Yeah, we'll connect.
Yeah, I have a problem with them anyways because they fucking charged me an extra $30 for my card for a tip. That's fucking bullshit. 6 days after I bought food there.
That's some bullshit. Can I tell you a bullshit?
Yeah, I got a fucking update on my Cash App. It's like, yo, your shit just got updated from fucking $9 to $34 to include tip. and it was 6 days after I fucking paid for my food.
Can I tell you?
Really? And I already, and the other one first came through. Yes.
Can I tell you an obnoxious email I just got?
Yeah.
JetBlue sends me an email. We corrected an error.
I'm that like, baby was wrong. You had every reason to yell at him.
That's funny. I go, oh, great. What was the error? They claim that I purchased some form of an upgrade without telling me what the upgrade was. The charge didn't go through. And not to worry, they corrected it by recharging my card to $35. You fucking kidding me? You're going to email me a letter as if you're helping me out when you're going back and you're charging me for something that I have no fucking clue?
What the fuck are you kidding me? By the way, you can't give me any explanation.
Can I tell you something even crazier about that one? This is going to make you guys mad.
You sure it's not a scam?
I'm sure it's a fucking scam. How often do you think they just send someone an email? What am I going to fight the $35? I have no idea what the fuck the charge is for.
Was it actually JetBlue?
I had I booked flights through Expedia, right? Da, da. And I noticed the day before my flight that Expedia never sent me one of the two flights.
That's happened to me before.
And then they send me, and then I see my email like, oh, we're sorry, but like the thing didn't go through. And now I can't figure out, was I charged? Was I not charged? Do I have the second flight? Mm. I can't. And then I'm in a panic because I'm like, fuck, I got this. I'm supposed to be there tomorrow. I got to get myself a new flight. So I buy myself a new one-way ticket. And then the next day I get an email from them like with the flight details. And I'm like, fuck, so I actually purchased two flights right now?
I purchased two. And now you can't.
Yeah. And now the insult to injury where I purchased two flights and I didn't say anything because I was just like, well, that sucks. And they go, oh, we accidentally overcharged you. I mean, undercharged you. And then they bill me. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you guys suck. But all those third-party sites that do all of like your travel shit, they tend to fuck shit up royally. Like,
yeah, and then they go, you know, and then everyone goes, you got to talk to that guy. No, you didn't book those. You got to talk to that guy.
And
they go,
well, we don't actually. Yeah. So you got to, and we got to contact this. Like, booking.com, like my boy, our boy, Mark.
That's why I avoid the all of those.
He used booking.com, got a hotel like in Atlanta or some shit, and he just showed up and they were like, yeah, there's no room here for you. And he's like, dude, I have the everything.
And they go, well, you got to contact them.
Yeah. So then you're like halfway down the country with nowhere to stay. And then, like, when we were in Denver, I got the rental car.
Right.
And then when we got there,
they didn't tell us what time it closed.
Well, that didn't even matter because we got there 5 minutes before it closed.
Yeah.
And then fucking we were like, yo, I have the receipt right here. He goes, yeah, that didn't go through with us yet. And I go, well, dude, I bought the rental car this morning. Crazy. So what the fuck are we talking about? Like, this all got charged to my card.
I once busted them, but that's only because I'm like a level 10 black belt at phone sales.
Dude, I do the same thing where I will just destroy them until they give me something back in terms
of life skills. I'm good at phone sales. So I call the first guy and he goes, whatever he says. And then I go, great. So are you telling me that they have the full authority to refund this? Yes. Like, I got him to that point. I was like, okay, so if it's not you, so you're telling me if I can get the representative from them on the phone, they have the full authority to do so. Mm-hmm. And you give them. And I was like, great. So then I called the next guy and he goes, well, you got to tell. I was like, actually, I spoke to him and he said that it's 100% your decision and your authority to do so. Mm. And he goes, they said that? I go, yep. And he goes, let me call them. And so he had to call the guy from like Priceline or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they had to like refund it because they always give you the thing. Oh,
once you find that liability, you're like, all right, someone's paying for this.
Here's another wild one. Yeah. This lady got so mad at me, but there was some storm that I went out in, and it was just a rainstorm, but I've been in the house too many days. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to this open mic. I left this open mic. There's crazy storms. I go to get on the highway. It's flooded. I get two flat tires trying to get on the highway.
Only one spare?
I pull in. It's pouring torrential rain. I pull into like a Dunkin' Donuts is there. I park the car, and I was like, I got to get a tow back to Stanford. So I start calling, and I noticed that all the tow things, like the first two that I called, they're all lead generation services. They're not actually tow trucks. They get your information and they go, all right, we'll call you back, which isn't helpful, right? So by the time I get to the third one, I go, all right, before I give you, because they asked, wait, address, this, that, because they want to get you like invested so that you don't want to call someone else and get a price, right? And they want to be able to flip the lead where they call people up and go, hey, I know someone who needs a tow truck. So I get the next lady on the phone and I go, great, before I give you the information, are you actually a local service or are you just trying to get this to? And she goes, well, I need all the information. I was like, I understand that you need all the information. I'm asking you, though, do you actually? No, I got to get in. Then I go, great. So since how about so we don't waste each other's time? Why don't you even see if there's a tow truck available? She goes, well, I need the information. I go, I get that, but I'm in an emergency situation right now. Mm. I'm like, it's pouring rain.
Yeah, I'm not trying to sit here.
These are dangerous conditions. I'd like to know if you can help me, and then I'm happy to give you all the information. Well, I need all the information. I was like, but you understand that if there's no help available and we spend 10 minutes on a form, we will have wasted each other's time.
And but she while goes, you're also wasting time doing
it. She goes, well, I just need the information. We're on the phone 7 more minutes. I give her all the information. And then she goes, comes back on. And she goes, yeah, there's no one available. I go, remember when I said, hey, why don't you check that first? Because otherwise we're going to be wasting each other's time. Is it fair to say now that you've just wasted my time?
And what'd she say?
She goes, you jackass.
Dude, I mean,
and I was literally, I was like, well, that's not professional. I'm still in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, that's
she just
crazy.
Lost it because, like, I literally checkmated her.
Yeah.
And, like, she's not used to that. Yeah. And just, yeah, yeah, yeah. She literally lost it
you
on me.
You should have, like, got water and pretend you're drowning. Yeah. Oh, there was water in the right. car.
No, I literally said, I was like, remember when I said, hey, why don't you check first? Because if not, you will have wasted my time.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. I'm like, well, is it fair to say you wasted my time?
That's fucking, yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
That's what it
coffee
is.
Emoji,
dude. Tech, I know you.
Women, what are they even?
X chromosome.
Like, I made him take his glasses off.
I've hit something in my eye like all night.
It's called an iris.
Yesterday's
or
semen.
People.
Yeah, probably. That's how you keep glaucoma away. Is you put your own cum in your eyes.
No, it's called glaucoma.
Glaucoma.
What were you saying?
You had an amazing question that you wanted to ask us as part of
this. Oh, yeah, but we're pretty deep into this.
No, go for it. I want the tech question.
So should we?
Wait
on
me.
We should.
I want this question.
Somebody wants
to. That's a forest, dude. That's a
that was terrible.
That, dude.
We
that
was
just
terrible.
No, because just stayed quiet, 5 seconds ago, it. Mikey goes.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
that was
did.
It.
I think that was me.
Oh, was
see,
it?
See, dude.
Well, I feel like we can't start and then not finish it. That's even worse. That's it. That's we got to start from exactly where we were. Like, we can't start from the beginning, exactly where we were. Even if you got to play the tapes.
Buddy once told me the world was going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
In the shed. Welcome to the Shedcast. Here with your boy, Mike Nice, as usual, in the shed. Full cast today. Bernstein, Sid Floyd, and Techity. I'm getting better at this.
This is good.
And we're all here together, and we're having a good
time.
3 years
laughing. In, we're killing it.
We might be on something, might not be on
Mad
something.
Honey, baby.
We might be on one, we might be on two.
I kind of like it. How far are we? 45 minutes?
Yeah, and it says 48. It takes a half an hour to 4 hours to kick in.
So no, 60 to 90 minutes.
it doesn't take 4 hours to kick in.
No, 60 to 90. It's
I think we severely underdosed ourselves.
I think so, too.
We'll take
that
more.
Every time I take
well, next time we can do more.
That's true, yeah.
I don't mind for a first time to ease in, get a feel for it. Yeah.
You're right. And like next time we can split it four ways.
I'll say that it's got a little bit of a like a laggy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like where things are happening, but you're like, you feel like you're getting it at a lag.
Yeah, you're kind of just, you feel like you're in the sauce a little bit.
Yeah, and then you're also, there's a little bit of an amplification to maybe
your senses?
A little bit.
I could see where you're saying that. I'm getting a little hot in the skin. A
little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. I like
it's
it.
Hot in the skin.
It feels here. A little.
That's fucking crazy.
There's nothing. We didn't do enough. There's nothing overwhelming about it.
It it's feels not, like a mild sedative type of feeling. You know.
I would go almost more stimulant.
Stimulant. Okay.
I would say just the opposite.
What was it?
He goes. Excuse me. Just the opposite. Actually,
quite the opposite.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite. Just the opposite.
It was something just.
Yeah, he goes,
so
excuse me,
though.
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite.
All right, so what was your profound question for
oh,
us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I got this deep.
That Jeopardy. On.
Deep. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Let me set up.
But then you got to give us the answer.
But Sid's
and
leaving.
And we got to ask you the question. Right? You
why
give you us the answer, and we and then
us?
We ask you the question.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you got to answer it like it's Jeopardy, dude. This ain't Newtown. This ain't Newtown living room at 7 o'clock at night.
What do you think happens if you take warm liquids on this? That seemed like such an odd.
It's weird that
warm
they said
foods
that. I've
been
asked that before.
Yeah, that's a weird.
But wait, can you eat cold cuts?
They're cold.
Wait, what happens
then
to that?
Why?
What happens to the little tag with instructions?
Oh, we ate that.
The instructions were, they weren't clear enough.
The instructions were actually just a tab of acid. Yeah,
that's what kicks in.
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah, that's the catalyst.
How, like, wait, how does this work? Well, you gotta eat this.
You gotta eat the acid, and then the honey. Yeah, gets the honey you gets you fucked up.
Okay, here's this $1 million question that I might have.
I get $1 million if I win.
No, it's just you know, it's like Slumdog Millionaire, but you're white, so you can't get it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you're also in Stanford.
That all makes sense. That checks out.
It checks out.
Don't sweat.
So I might have stole this from the internet, and I'm pretty sure it's an ongoing question that people ask, but it's the first time I've heard it.
Okay.
You guys might have heard it before, but I think I should just act like you haven't.
Sounds good.
So it's pretty raunchy.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
So.
Uh-oh, dude. Oh, my God.
It's not racist or anything.
If you had to fuck your mother.
It's close to that.
I know it's going to be something crazy. Yeah.
So,
if your mother's brother is up in your mother.
Why are you English?
I don't know. It sounds, I feel like it, that's.
Because you said raunchy.
Maybe that's what it was. And I seen a English video recently on Instagram.
And when you say raunchy, Mikey gets randy.
Real raunchy. Ooh, that sounds like a DJ.
Or can you hit the real punch?
I'm letting him rock.
A real punch. Let him cook.
I'm letting him crash.
Let him cook, dude.
Let him kick that raunch. Hot dogs and raunch.
You have two options to choose from.
Okay.
The first option is, well, I guess, would you rather.
Can I have
guess
three that, options?
That's right. Would you rather.
Can I have three options?
No, okay. It's two things. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day?
This was a bar stool
for the rest of your life. Bar right. stool?
I saw this on a bar stool.
Oh.
I don't fill it out.
Internet's weirdest questions.
I don't watch bar stool. I watch couch cushions.
Remember a few seconds ago when Tex said, "If you've heard it before, it'd be cool if you pretended that you didn't."
No. Sorry.
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
We live vicariously.
You jackass.
So would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your lives, or join in once?
All of your lives?
What kind of question is
all
that?
Of your lives, or until they are obviously until one of them dies?
I've never
right?
heard in my life, Tech. How have you been waiting 3 weeks to ask that?
I
question?
I didn't want to ask. I can ask the. What was the other question I asked? It was just me and you.
That was gross. Anyway, all right, let me answer this.
Are my parents quick at least?
I mean, some days they're long.
It depends. You tell us. You tell us.
It depends on like how full the moon is,
right?
High tides and stuff like that. I don't know how old women are.
Would
but
you?
Your dad? Yeah.
Would you?
Trying
would
to
you?
Cook.
Would you? If you joined in that one time, would you cuck your dad?
Oh my god!
Because you don't want him joining in.
Obviously,
you'd have to cuck.
That's
him.
Crazy. What kind of question?
You'd have to cuck him.
No, but look, this is the question: is would you rather?
Every day you got to wake up, eat your cereal while they watch them fuck.
Or you got to fucking just cross the
one time.
That's no
just
way,
once.
Dude. That's insanity.
It's a real, so it's a real brain buster,
fuck,
dude.
And fuck your mom or your dad.
Neither.
Yeah, I don't like, I don't like thinking about question. This on Mad Honey.
Honey. He's Mad Honey because he asked the question.
I think you got to cuck your dad. It's the only way.
No, you got to be gay with your boss. Dad, too. That's part of it.
Show me, no, you didn't say that.
Well, you have to,
now
you have
you're
to join
things.
In.
Yeah,
your
but that's
dad's
a,
gonna
that's
get jealous.
Type, that's a type of. That's a type.
You don't
of
want
thing.
Your dad jealous.
Yeah, I'm Shomu's boss.
There
you go.
The young
right,
calf.
Maybe
it wasn't a good
the young calf is the big. Is the, is,
I thought it
yo,
was.
You know why I can do. You know why? What I'm thinking of.
No.
Stepmom.
Stepbrothers.
She's your stepmom. You fuck your stepmom once while you cuck your dad.
That's a different. That's a whole different.
That's a different.
You
that's
just
your
be like,
parent.
Yo, would
what
you
if she raised you?
I'd be like, yo, would you bang your stepmom? Would you bang your stepmom?
You said your parents, not your mother.
That's entirely
and
different.
Father. You said your parents.
Oh, here we go.
You said you would you watch your parents?
Devil's avocado.
She was there since.
Why don't
since
just
you
act
were
like you didn't hear the joke?
What else do you want me to do? Just go. Yes, Tech. You're right. That's a funny joke.
So are they your biological parents?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Now he's adding more
stuff. Tech, when are you gonna hit up an open mic?
I've been looking for ones in Connecticut.
Give a shit about your question.
It was a dumb joke. It would have been better when we were talking about my uncle having a gas station with dog porn magazines in the bathroom.
It would have been no one
your
was
dad,
around for that
your
podcast.
Uncle,
it's not oh my blood God. Uncle. It's my aunt's husband's brother.
What do you mean by let me wait?
He's mad honey, dude.
I didn't know,
dude. Already, I didn't know you.
I didn't want to reach in front of the camera.
I'm make sure right we edit this dude. Zoom that on in on him. Got, fucking hitting you. That dude.
Woo. It's got mad honey in it.
You guys missed that episode.
I
would have
given it to you first. I know. That was disrespectful.
We had a, me and Sid had a personal podcast, a personal shed cast.
Oh, yeah.
When
and
you
there
weren't
was some
here.
Shit that
Mikey.
Was revealed.
All right.
first porn experience was.
It wasn't my first.
It was dog porn.
It wasn't my first porn experience.
Just your first time jerking off and feeling turned on.
It was the only time that I actually felt like a sexual connection to a piece of literature.
Yeah, that makes sense. Were you like imagining you were the dog, or how did it work?
I see. That might actually mean. It might actually make sense now.
Yeah, because you're like, if this lady's into a dog, think about how much she'd like me.
Yeah, or think of how much I'd like to be a dog.
Yeah, get to fuck a lady.
No, so my uncle had a mechanic shop.
If only I was
with a
dog.
Bunch of a bunch of raunchy characters in it.
Right, and Rottweilers.
It was a bunch of ragtag group of fucking stray dogs.
Maybe the dogs were jerking off.
Was this in London?
No.
You think a dog
near Bernstein's house?
You think a dog would want doggy porn where they're fucking women or fucking other dogs?
Well, do you want doggy porn or women?
No, I'm not into either of these things. I'm a straight dude. That's about. Right, but I'm saying, if you were a dog and you could look at porn, do you think you'd want porn of dogs or a dog fucking a woman? Like dogs would love to have sex with human women. Like, they acknowledge that they're hotter, juicier tits, better vaginas. But they understand, like, the same way, like, human food's better than the dog food, but, you know, they don't always get the human food. So if you're a dog and you get to watch porn and it's your choice, like, we put, like, a thing on you, you get to, like, watch whatever the fuck you want to watch.
I still think they're going to go for the dog.
You're going for dog?
No, not me. No. Now, on the record, I think the dog is going for dog.
No, I don't think so.
Would the dog be going for two humans, though?
No, I think the dog's going for dog on woman.
Yeah.
But if there's a third option where a dog, like, you have a dog on human, and then human on human, do you think they would go human on human since it's so out there?
It would be like us watching Discovery Channel.
Or do they want to be like, they want to put themselves into it?
Right. I don't know, because I feel like I've been in rooms having sex with the lady while the dog's there.
Yes.
And the dog just seems to be
trying to, like, tag himself
in. They usually just seem annoyed by it. Like, they're not turned on by it. They're just like,
What are you doing to my my mom?
He's waiting to get seconds.
It's basically the bit that Tech just fucking blew. Essentially, is a dog's got to watch you have sex or join in one time?
Would you join in one time with your dog, or would you fucking watch it have sex with a dog every day?
What a bad time to take a sip of water.
I don't think I'd have a problem watching my dog get boned. I would have a problem having sex with my dog.
Who's the dog fucking, though?
Like another dog. Tech. Another dog.
And then I'd be easy to pick. That's not a hard question to pick.
Mikey's gonna do it,
but he's
gotta,
like,
be a harder question. Like, the dog's fucking your mom every day.
Is this mad honey making?
Or you
feel
have
stoned?
To fuck your dog?
I think it's because you just fucking.
That's not what I was looking at here. It was just that Mikey used his mom as an example.
I didn't say my mom. I said
whatever. I didn't say your mom.
So yeah,
you say text mom. You did say text mom.
Anyone else's skin feel like it's someone else's skin?
Yeah,
all the time.
That's why I keep trying to.
You're not feeling that, like,
you just like want to take someone else's skin.
Like, you're not supposed to be in your skin. Like, you're wearing the wrong skin. Yeah.
Like, so you just want someone else's for the day.
Like, mine is, like, so fucking dry and tough and shit.
What if,
like,
we traded?
I want nice, more skin.
Both of you guys want
skin.
Darker skin? Is that what you're saying?
A spray tan? What if we switched? How long do you think it would last?
I don't know.
If you guys switched, you guys would look exactly the same.
You think so? No,
that's crazy. Skin?
If they switched skins? If we switched skin, we wouldn't. There'd be
if it went over the same skeletal structure?
Well, I mean, his skin... your skin would peel on his nose, and then his skin would peel on his dick.
If you put a bone in bone, there's no bones.
If you put Bernstein's skin on, dude, it would rip at the dick because, you know, you got a huge cock, you've been saying.
I never said that.
And then Bernstein's.
It was forged by the Lord for grinding on Spanish women.
It was forged by the Lord, for sure.
It's like Excalibur.
Yeah, it was.
Fucking, and then if you Bernstein's skin on, I mean, Rob skin on Bernstein, it would bust at the nose and the wallets.
Makes sense.
The wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because he's very famous and rich.
Because his wallet's attached to his skin.
I mean, it could be. He's right. Got Velcro to his ass.
Tech man, you got any other topics for us?
Why are you into fat chicks?
There's nothing wrong with fat chicks.
I didn't say anything wrong. I said why.
Why?
Because that's what he gets.
I have an answer.
Specifically fat chicks?
Yeah.
There's a lot more going on.
And when I said you, I mean everybody.
There's a lot more going on.
Right?
And also, I'm fat.
Nice.
So I could be like, not that fat.
One man.
It's like being next to like two girls. Like one a girl has two ugly friends. Cup. You know?
One man on a journey.
Stop trying to do
that. Right weight.
Stop trying to do that dude on Kill Tony.
Yeah,
dude.
No, that's right. Sounds well, like I mean, he didn't make it up.
Dude, I thought I had another one.
Thought he had another one. Turns out.
But I just been on a politics thing. Politics thing nowadays.
He had nothing. One man in his
thoughts. You guys don't have anything?
I do. Yo, so fucking Bernstein, we haven't seen you in a couple weeks, but for the 2 weeks in a row on my way back from your show, I got pulled over.
Really?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
In New York?
Coming back from here.
What, going?
Like Route 7, going back to like
right
north.
How much of a hard time did they give you?
First night, it wasn't like a crazy hard time, but like two cops pulled up.
Two?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But then technically my light wasn't out. It was just shitty.
Right.
And,
oh, my God. I got to send in my letter because I got pulled over for that. All and right. I had to get that shit corrected. And if I don't get that in by like a certain send in date,
yeah, absolutely.
Like I'm not allowed to drive in New York State.
Yeah, but you know, really? They say that. And then that because I did that in New York. And right. I was like, oh, you know, it says I got to get it into this date. But like I'm not going to be able to go until like the end of the month. And the lady was like, oh, no problem.
Yeah, I got to get that in.
One of those. And I go, oh, cool. But that was in New York State, too. It was the same thing.
All right, but, so you got pulled over. Two cops. That means they're on to you for something.
Dude, well, they pulled a fucking Huey on me.
Right.
Right? And because I think they're just trying to pull... I think they're trying to get Deweys on people.
Yeah. They're
pulling Hueys to get Deweys.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's the problem with, like, being drunk late at night in air. Like, sometimes they just pull people over for no reason.
But, I wasn't. So, like, right. I was good. You know, fucking hadn't drank for hours.
Right.
And so they were like... You know, they didn't give me a hard time. They were just like, yo, you know, you were speeding a little bit, da 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 da, get your light fixed. I was like, cool, give me a warning. Next week, I get pulled over. Dude's like, yo, man, you were doing fucking 10 miles over the speed limit, 15 miles over the speed limit, dude. Right. Da, da, da. I'm like, man, it's 1 a.m. There's no one on the fucking road, you know?
Right.
And he's like, yo, you know, you could decapitate yourself like this lady did a year ago. This
Here's the video. Yeah, I have it on my phone.
He makes you watch it.
So I got up with another warning.
No, which, or it's like Sleepy Hollow. The lady turns up on the road in front of you.
Exactly.
On this very road, a lady lost her head.
Dude, there's a spot like that.
Turns into Blair Witch.
Have you ever heard of Midnight Mary?
No.
You never heard of Midnight Mary? All right, well, then fucking just, it's irrelevant, but last night, on my way back from your show, I didn't get pulled over, which was cool, but
Mary.
The car that I got in the accident with last year, the fucking muffler got fucked up because that's where I got hit, and so it's been, like, rattling, you know,
that noise.
Yeah, you
got fucked in the muffler.
Dude, so on the fucking, on the way home last night, my fucking muffler cracked. I'm like, dude, this is 3 weeks in a row. That's a good drop. 3 weeks in a row. But you never heard of Midnight Mary in fucking,
No.
I'm actually related to her.
Yeah.
No.
I believe it.
That's cool.
Mary Hart.
Was she a witch?
I don't know. But I thought, maybe that's a different one. This is the one in New Haven?
Mary.
Yeah, New Haven.
Oh, I thought this one was in Trumbull. Or.
Oh, you're thinking of the lady in the white dress.
Mary
Yeah,
Midnight.
That is the lady in the white dress in Trumbull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The lady in the, or it's Monroe or something like that. The lady in the white dress, right? Yeah. Dude, fucking, I've been to that graveyard a couple times at night, but apparently
Easton?
It's like, it's an intersection of like Monroe, Trumbull, and Easton or some shit like that, but apparently this woman stands in the fucking road in a white dress, she'll just like, you'll just drive right through her.
Ooh, got the chills, dude. Relax, dude.
That's scary, dude.
Is she
hot? She was a looker.
Yeah, that's her.
I mean, I wouldn't rape her in a lingerie changing room.
I like the other one. I like that one.
This
I want
one?
To see that one.
Windsor lady in lace double layer skater
her.
Dress.
What if it's her lady
That'd
in white dress?
Awesome.
Dude, what if it was her, dude?
That'd be awesome.
I'd pull over, I think.
If it was fucking in the middle of the night and you saw her standing on the road,
I'd be in trance, dude. It's
over.
Like it's
what?
Like cops.
No, you just keep
she's
driving.
She's gonna kill you.
Like three
right through her.
Let it happen.
She's gonna kill you.
Three podcasts in a row, dude. I'll make a car reference, dude. What if it's like Khan? She got you in the fucking hypnosis.
And then I'm fucking stuck.
Wouldn't happen.
Except you couldn't remember his name the past couple times.
I did last time, though. I remember the first one.
And
what if
Ka
it was her, though?
Ka was a girl in the fucking new... in the new...
Narlands?
Jungle Book?
Yeah, the new Jungle Book.
That's kind of...
It was weird.
What was?
The snake was like a girl
in
the new Jungle
Book. Yeah.
But it was a dude in like the other one.
Oh, he was like a goofy dude. But like, I guess, he was kind of like silly.
Yeah. Silly.
So the cop was like, you got to slow down, dude. The fucking White Mary's right there.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Slow down. She's going to get you.
Yeah. She's like, yo, you know, ghosts and whatnot. No, he just let me off. And then, like I said, the following week, my fucking car got fucked up on the way home.
Motherfuckers.
And there wasn't a fucking cop around to help me.
course not. What did you call AAA?
I didn't call anybody. I fixed it myself with some fucking bungee cords and some fucking...
Yeah.
Yo, we should go to the Union Cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, it says it's the most haunted place in the haunted cemeteries in the entire United States.
I know, dude. You're not... They do have cops go there at when the sun goes down to stop people from fucking hanging out.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Cause I've been there mad times.
I don't want to be haunted by ghosts.
We should get there at like dusk and do like a séance.
You see that term right there?
What?
Connecticut demonologists.
Yeah, those are the Warren couple, Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Oh, these are the people that did the doll.
Like they're like the most famous the doll one? Fucking paranormal investigators.
What was Chris's cousins?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What they did the
hi,
doll.
Everybody. Hi everybody. My
yeah. This is the doll ones. These are the doll people. They're the Annabelle, right?
Yeah. Oh.
The whole
these are like, the people that happened.
Oh, I got the chills again.
No,
they exercise.
I hate
shit.
That shit.
Oh,
it happened to them.
I don't like it.
Annabelle was them.
Exercise the demon.
Yeah,
I don't like Annabelle.
They took the Raggedy Ann doll, telling the roommates it was being manipulated by an inhuman presence, and put it on display at the family's occult museum.
Yeah,
they're like, you guys aren't making money on this. Let me make a little fucking change on this. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
They have all the crazy shit in their museum.
That's the Conjuring.
That's because they're the ones who get called for all the shit. The Conjuring is, I think, Enfield is the poltergeist.
But that's Annabelle, right?
Oh, is it?
No. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
it is.
What am I thinking of? Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah.
That's the other one.
That's Enfield. Right here.
That's where Amityville Horror.
Yep.
That was New York, though, right?
This is Connecticut.
Dude, you know what was weird? When I stayed in...
New York.
Amityville's in New York. Amityville's Long Island.
There's a New York couple in Amityville, Connecticut.
No, the couple fucking, I think they live in Brookfield.
The Warrens.
There's Enfield. Poltergeist is Enfield. Whoa, that's different. That's the old school shit.
Poltergeist.
No, that was in England.
Chicken farms.
Enfield, England?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never mind.
In a North London suburb.
That's not Connecticut.
Crows.
Looking, Sid's Arn Johnson.
What the
people
fuck was I just
feathers
saying?
Glued on.
Oh, saying? Look, the Smurl family.
Squirrels.
Smurl Thompson.
Smurl Thompson. That's what I was just about to say.
What was I just fucking saying?
Acorns.
You were saying like this real
when I stayed in Amityville for a little bit when I fucking was working. I had a painting job out in Long Island, and we stayed out there while we were like doing, while we were finishing the job, and the people we were staying with, they're actually mad cool. They were all white.
Yeah, that's the best kind of people.
They were windsurfers. They weren't all white. They were windsurfers.
Got nothing.
Have you ever seen that shit?
Joke.
Have you ever seen that shit?
The X-Files?
No.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I've never seen it, Sid.
<Da-da-da-da-da>.
Keep talking. You're at Amityville.
Have you ever seen... Yeah, I guess the windsurfing's irrelevant.
I just want to see how cool you were.
No, I was just going to tell you about
a little light brag about it.
No, I never did it. It was just pretty cool. But
so you're painting.
No, they were saying that they all grew up there, and they were saying that the fucking stories and like the movie and all that shit just like isn't how that shit like went down.
Really?
Yeah, they were like the dude was just
it's
like
embellished.
Yeah, they were like
yeah there was other shooters.
The grassy knoll. The grassy knoll. Dude.
Why is that funny?
The grassy knoll,
dude. He had help because they. You know, people died on the top floor and the second floor. Nobody woke up.
Yeah.
How? How do you kill people and then no one
heard
them?
No, he had an axe. Right? No, he had a shotgun in real life. Yeah.
It was a second shooter.
There was. Google it.
I was just thinking about other conspiracy theories that I've heard that in.
There's another shooter.
That's what they
JFK?
Say, dude.
They always say there's another shooter.
There was another shooter.
He had help.
Because how else? You do that fast, and then they never found that gun he threw into the lake. They like found it later, like a revolver.
Did you guys
lake.
Watch the X-Files? I never watched the X-Files.
Yeah, it was Scully.
Really, Scully was hot.
That was the dude, but.
Do you ever watch the Twilight Zone?
I'm just kidding.
Ever watch the Twilight Zone?
I mean, like scattered episodes, not religiously.
I think that was a little more creepy. X-Files was kind of.
I only
not
saw
my
the
style.
Hollywood you know, Tower
pull
Hotel.
Pull up hot Scully.
Silly Scully. Hot Scully. I don't even know how to spell her. Spell it.
No, from X-Files.
Is that how you spell her name?
Yeah, damn, dude.
Oh, yeah, she got the... Oh.
Whoa. Oh, that's fucking... What's his face?
Oh, this is sex. This is the actual song from the scene.
That's what happened in that closet. It's hot.
That's
hot.
The dude hell from Yes
oh,
Man.
Oh, nipple out on the bottom.
That might be a lingerie closet. A lingerie
nice,
changing
Mike. Good
room.
Spot. Like a nipple out bottom. Just save.
Yeah, she's pretty cute, dude. What's her name?
Scully. Annabelle Lee.
Gillian Anderson.
Gillian.
Agent Mulder and Scully.
Mulder, that's right.
I never really watched X-Files like that.
Neither did I.
This is a long...
I still watch it at fucking Brian's house.
Do you believe in the extraterrestrial Bernstein?
I don't
have an opinion.
What about ghosts?
I'm less into ghosts than I am into aliens.
Even apparitions?
I don't believe any of that shit.
Interesting. Well, Sid just lost a lot of respect for you.
I'm more into the... I'm more open to the concept of aliens than I am of ghosts.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess from a scientific standpoint, it's a lot more likely that there are aliens out there than there is ghosts.
Yes.
I would say.
I think that there's a fucking... There's some scientific...
Probability.
What, of ghosts?
Yeah, well,
the probability of ghosts is less.
Well, anything's probable.
The law of, you know, the law of conservation is energy can neither be created nor destroyed.
Yeah, but I'm saying
until
probability.
Until energy gets reused or recycled, it probably fucking is dormant.
No, you turn into poop.
No, you turn into the mycelium, don't you?
No, if you turn into fertilizer, that has the most energy in it, all with all the nitrates. Or,
you know, if I was a ghost, I'd give women so many orgasms. Like every night when I went to sleep, you know?
Like that scary
movie. I would just Donald Trump him up in the bed.
Nice.
That'd be sick.
You'd tie him up?
And then wake up, I'd be like, I'm just a spooky ghost.
So you run away.
Why
is he using the doors?
Yeah. Would you put your would you put the pillowcase back over, or the sheet back over you after you're done?
What do ghosts do? Wait, they just drift around?
I don't know.
So they just get that's what ghosts are, right? They didn't make it to the afterlife, right?
They're just stuck here.
Are you saying if he's a ghost, when you got the holes in it and you wear the sheet, and then when you go to fuck her, you put it on her and then you use the hole in the sheet?
KKK turns into a Siddic Jew.
Do you mind if I...
Oh, is that the reference, the hole in the sheet?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what you're saying. I got the costume one.
All right. Anyone else got any topics? Ghost,
it would be perfect. You would turn right into it.
I got a couple topics that we'll say off camera.
All right, then let's call, boys. Let's do some plugs. Mike Nice.
Plugging out. You didn't have anything, Sid?
No, I just want
to plug out.
That shit just happened to me again last night.
No.
I got ghost stories and I got alien stories.
What's your alien story?
All right.
Is it about an entourage?
What? No. No, but dude, fucking me and Jeff got a really good alien story with alien entourage. Because fucking a lot of people don't know this, but...
First time you got stuff in your butt?
No, other way around, yo. I was fucking...
First time aliens something got, in someone else's butt?
Yeah, no. Aliens got three boobs, and they're fucking hot.
Really?
And they want it. So that happened.
So you mind melded with them?
Like, fucking, we didn't do anything like that. I wasn't looking for that kind of like connection at the time.
Right.
It was more of just like a fucking fling, you know.
I bet the middle titty's the best titty.
That's what she said.
Droops the most.
Oh yeah, from Kung
no,
Fu.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't droop at all. Actually, it's the Kung weirdest Pao thing.
They were kung fu fighting. Not like
that. It gets held up by the other two.
She has the uniboob.
Yeah, the uniboob. Oh, that's right.
I liked Kung Pao Into the Fist a lot.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
I thought for a long time that was Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can see that.
The guy from Star from Kung Balls.
All right, hit us with the alien story with the three tits.
There she is.
Oh, that was Sid, how I lost
you
my
remember her? Remember her?
Nah, it wasn't her. She looks a little different.
You lost your virginity to an alien with three tits?
Obviously. Yeah.
It sure wasn't tit.
Didn't you?
I wish.
No, I know it wasn't.
Oh, remember?
I want to see a boob flash, dude.
Whoa.
Real alien story?
She's the one that goes.
I've seen a UFO before.
Is that the guy from Weeds?
No.
I don't remember who he is.
Thinking anymore. Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
No, that's Lou Ferrigno.
This guy's worth a fortune. He's he owns the Kid Cal franchise or whatever. But he was the director of Nothing to Lose, which was a great movie with Martin Lawrence. He did all the Thumb Wars stuff. I think he directed Ace Ventura 2.
Tim Robbins?
Steve Odenkirk.
No, that's the guy from...
That's the guy. Steve Odenkirk or whatever.
Oh, if you never saw Nothing to Lose, or at least... It might not be a good movie, but as a kid, I thought it was a great comedy.
No,
That's him.
Is that where he's the partner with Martin Lawrence? Or no, they like run into each other, something like that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like white. Yeah.
What is it, Kevin Nealon?
He looks like Kevin Nealon. I think that's a decent call.
Yeah, not bad.
They look pretty similar. All
right, let's let's not plug bad. It out.
That's a good one.
Let's plug it out, Mike Nice.
You can find me, Mike Nice, CT, on all platforms. You already know the Shed Network's coming. Shednetwork.net, right? We're gonna get a net.
It's gonna be net.
It's gonna be net
because the com is taken, dude.
And we got new shows coming May 20th. You can go see us up in Massachusetts. Go look. I don't know. Link in the bio. Not mine, Syphilids. Silly Sellies. One of those bios. And new music always coming out.
Just put it in your bio.
Spotify. I'll put it in the bio.
Before the thing is posted.
It is. Well, you got to follow Silly Silly. And then you got to tag three of your friends.
Then- I'll tag all my friends.
That's why you got to follow fucking all our accounts and also tag three friends.
And that's it.
All right. Well, you could find me on Instagram at ShedTech8, on Twitter at the same. You can find me every weekend on the Sports Podcast with Big Tone, Big Zo, and Mike Nice. It's the best sports podcast on the net right now.
Reggaetoni.
Video was supposed to go up last week. I got some problems, but videos will be up next week. Next, look out for it next Saturday. Sports videos out and about. It's going to be groundbreaking. We're going to have the whole crew in. And yeah, that's it. Like Mikey said, the fucking website's coming. Look out for that. I'll have all the upcoming events on it and all the links that you can find to everything that you need. And that's it.
Run Your Mouth Podcast, Robin the Fire, everywhere.
Nice. Follow me, Sid_Floyd, on all that and everything. Definitely go check out the other podcasts on the network. Make sure you go follow Village Hidden in the Shed. You already know the drill.
We're Hidden Shed ass
on TikTok. And yeah, definitely go check that out. Like Mikey said, we got a show up in Westfield, Mass, the 20th. And I believe, and we still got something in August for Boston. And we're working on setting up some shows this summer. Hopefully,
we gotta do some shows out here on the.
Oh yeah, not even a question. We'll have some dates for those too. So that'll
hell
be
awesome. Yeah.
And yeah. Go check out our boy Smirk just dropped a song. Go check out Sad Tunes.
Mr. Smirks.
Right? Smirk just dropped Sad Tunes. Go check that shit out. And I believe a little Tiny Desk concert too as well. So go check that out, man.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to everyone. Shout out to Doomer.
How tiny's his desk?
Super small.
Wait, he did a Tiny Desk like the NPR thing?
No. I did like their own concert.
Nah, we don't fuck with NPR.
All right.
I actually like that concert series.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, but I'm talking about Sasuke. The news. The milk spoiled.
And I bid you guys to keep rolling up.
See you later, bitches.
What do you want? Pick it up.
Where's Mikey?
He's asleep.
He's asleep. 70 for a dime.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, look me up. I don't want to make a fucking scene.
Well, you already fucking made a bigger scene.
70 for a dime is a fucking deal. I'll be back at 4 to pick it up.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, fucking tell him.
I already fucking told him.
Well, tell him again.
He fucking said no.
Well, make him say yes.
How the fuck am I telling him?
Mikey!